This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X. Mons 2015. The European capital of culture.
We are in La Louvière at the Center for Engraving and the Printed Image for a show co-sponsored by Mons 2015 of the work of celebrated Belgian comic book artist François Scutin. The show, as imagined by Mr. Scutin, involves innovative lighting and 11 tons of sand. Concurrent with the exhibition is a show of the finalists of the 14th edition of the Engraving and Printing Prize. Two shows that will surprise you. www.centredelagravure.be. That's CENTREDELAGRAVURE.BE. I'm speaking with Marie van Busterhout, and you are the curator of the show?
Kind of. I was focused on the first floor because the ground floor of the museum is very particular, and François Scutin and his team Expodio and also the team Dumont and Extend just create a particular atmosphere with music by Bruno Latour, with sand on the ground. With frames, with specific light, so it takes time, and you're really into.
Well, for instance, some of the pictures downstairs are in light boxes, so the light is coming from behind, but there's also light coming from above.
Yeah.
So it makes a very particular feeling and look.
Yes, of course.
And of course, the sand, you're suddenly at the beach, which is interesting.
Yeah, but it's like an echo with one of the comics book from by François Scutin. It's called The Theory of the Grain of Sand. And it's the same system of lighting with the light behind and in front of the drawing. But you have your feet in the sand, so it's like you're into the story.
You're part of the story.
You're in one of the
squares of the story. So what, for you, how would you define François Scutin and his work for somebody who doesn't know it?
Well, François Scutin is someone who likes to make a dream with pictures. It's like a magician of picture, and is really well known of the printmaking process as well. So that's the link with the work by François Scutin and the museum.
For instance, he did a picture for this museum of an Art Deco tower, which is part of an old coal field close to La Louvière. And then they did a number of... He worked with a stereographer, and they did a number of versions of the picture?
Yes, the picture for the show is a tower, the Tower St. Albert. It's like 20 kilometers from here, so it's really linked with the area. And he was fascinated by this tower, by this architecture. So he wanted to do a drawing, and this drawing was reused for the posters and really the picture of the show, with also some mechanism of the press, typographic press. And as he was collaborated with Gilles Ziller, who is a printer, a screen printer, he did this version with one color at a time to create this collaboration with François Scutin.
And then here on this floor, this is a floor you're curated, the first floor, there is also a locomotive called La Douce, and there are a number of different versions.
Yes, there is different versions from different printers as well. And the thing here is, as François Scutin wanted to show the difference between a print and a drawing, I asked him to show the drawing next to the print, to show to the public, but keeping in the picture, and to show the difference. And this work, this collaboration with the printer. So there is many printers. There is Atelier Vertical, which is an atelier in Brussels. There is also Gilles Ziller, who's also known by Archive International. And there is another other printers as well, because there is some there are some lithographs, some offsets, and also some digital printing from Franck Bordas' atelier in Paris.
So one of the things about printing is that it's one of those things that people don't really realize how important it is to have a great printer. And Mr. Scotin was speaking about how he really appreciates having these great artists who are printers. And here this is the Center for Engraving and the Printed Image. So clearly you are the place where people can find out how important printers are.
Yes, of course. This is really the place where we can show to the public what what a print is, and with quality. So that's the reason each year we present a printer, a master printer, and all the work that he did with many, many artists. So we did that for Bruno Rob in 2010, so with Franck Bordas last year, and this year with Aldo Cronenberg, and next year with Gabriel Beljon.
So people can really see how creative printers are. It's not just a mechanical process, it's a very creative process.
Yes, of course, it's really a creative process, of course.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm speaking with Yves Vasseur, manager of Monts 2015, and my first question is, what does François Scotin mean for you?
Oh, François Scotin is a friend of mine. I know him for a very long time, so I think I knew him for his first book. In fact, I am a friend of Claude Renard. Claude Renard was the teacher of François Scotin at Saint-Luc School. But also, they worked together for, I think, two or three books. So I knew very well the origin of the career of François, and so I meet him every time for every book. And so it's really for me a big pleasure to welcome him in the program of Monts 2015, because for me he's one of the most famous artists, and not only comics author in our country.
For me, the way he mixes real history and his fantasy is what gets me into the story. Architecturally, what is really there, and then what he adds in his dreams.
Yeah, that's true. And also, his dreams, they have always something to do with architecture, with the city, with the utopia of a new kind of city. So I'm very interested by this point of view. How can I draw a city? How can I build a city? Or as to be in the next year? All those questions are in filigrans in the work.
It's always part of his process.
And it's not by chance, because he is born in a
family of architects
with many architects, and so he was in the bars from the beginning.
Yes. It would have been surprising if he'd done anything else.
No.
And we're very lucky for so as part of Monts 2015, we have this exhibit here in La Louvière, and also for people who are in Brussels, he just finished doing the scenography for the Train World Museum, which sounds wonderful.
So, and both can go easily together, because you can find in this exhibition some drawings from La Douze, this famous train.
Mm-hmm.
You can find in the Train World.
So the actual train is a Train World.
Yeah. And so you can easily spend a few hours in Brussels, and then to come to La Louvière and to have a special skeleton day.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you too.
This is Radio X.